You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
Is your back, sir?
Yes, it is.
We'll have to hand check it.
Go ahead. I have nothing to hide in my bag.
Come with me, sir.
Whoa, wait here, pal.
That was Steve Martin as Inspector Clouseau in the updated Pink Panther movies, going through airport security. Yeah, Peter Sellers shouldn't have to do that part. Security checkpoints, bag drops, boarding, etc. It is a lot of waiting around for passengers, and it also demands a lot of staff. So what if you could breeze right through and all you had to do was give the airline your fingerprints or check in with facial recognition? JetBlue and Delta are trying out biometrics in some U.S. airports, and British Airways is giving it a shot at London's Heathrow Airport. Would you do it? A recent survey from the air transport tech company CETA says 57% of passengers would prefer a biometric check-in process. And JetBlue says plenty of customers are opting for their facial recognition tools. We wanted to learn more about the implications of biometrics and travel, so we're turning to our own Molly Wood. Hey, Molly.
Hi, Lizzie.
So these biometric checkpoints, or I guess trial ones, pilot programs, no pun intended, what do they mean for airports, airlines, and kind of the way we move through the air travel system right now?
Well, I think that there are sort of two answers to that. There's what airlines and even maybe TSA hope they will mean, which is expedited boarding, quicker and more secure security checks themselves, and a streamlined and easier airport experience. More likely, in the short term, what it will mean is a lot of different kinds of systems, expensive technology implementations, probably a little more promise than actual delivery of this sort of security nirvana that they're all working towards.
From the tech side of things, what do you have to do if you are an airline trying to mesh your technology operations with the TSA and then potentially with, you know, other government agencies? How hard is that and how secure is it?
Yeah, you know, technically speaking, it's very hard. It's going to be one thing for you to have expedited boarding at JetBlue, for example, using a fingerprint scan or a facial scan. This is all very easy to do at the individual gate level and private company by private company. Where things get really tricky and potentially significantly less secure is when you start trying to combine databases. Let's say you want one single database of everyone's face and everyone's fingerprint that you can call on. That database itself is a very scary situation because it's likely to be very hackable and it has a whole bunch of really valuable information all in one place. Are we talking about a future where people are making, you know, exact replicas of your face and wearing it like a mask? Maybe not. But we also know that photos in some cases are good enough to fool facial recognition technology. So the privacy implications are significant, especially if you have a lot of companies and a lot of companies plus the government working together and storing images and information all in one place.
When I think about this, this is something I do on my phone with some things. You know, I use my thumbprint. That's what a consumer sees. How complex is the back end of that?
Yeah, that's what a consumer sees. And, you know, look, this technology isn't very hard. It's going to be very expensive. You are talking in the billions of dollars to implement this technology at scale throughout airports across the world. I think Delta has already spent about $600,000 to install just four machines that let you self-check in your own bag using fingerprint scanning. So that gives you an idea of the actual investment involved in putting all this technology into airports. So that is probably the biggest hurdle of them all. Technologically speaking, like you said, this is something we all do every day. A lot of people do on their phones. And it's, you know, it existed in laptops a decade ago and didn't really take off. So in terms of quick and accurate scanning of face and fingerprint, not super hard, but again, once 50 to 100,000 fingerprints a day start touching that machine, there will be a noticeable uptick in Purell use, but also maybe a lot of breakdowns.
Who pays for all this?
This all is going to work better if everybody is trying to work toward the same goal. And so airlines are probably hoping that the TSA will help them pay for it, that security agencies will help pay. But again, that raises those risks of will consumers be willing to buy into a system that shares sensitive biometric data with both companies and governments and companies that are international. They don't know how things are going to be stored here or overseas. That part of it then starts to get a lot more complicated and political and not consumer friendly.
When you think about what going through the airport of the future might feel like in 10 years, what do you see?
I think in 10 years, it's very likely that it actually will work this way, despite all of those concerns. I think the investment and the build out will take a long time, but it is really likely that there will be some sort of facial recognition or iris scanning, probably not fingerprint, that will identify you and get you onto planes faster, and that a more rigorous identification process is just going to be part of how we live. It'll feel easier, but it'll be more intrusive.
Molly Wood, host and senior tech correspondent. As always, it's great to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, Lizzie. Thanks.
To get a better idea of how airlines' experiments with biometrics fit into the landscape of security, we called up John Pistol. He used to run the TSA, and he's now the president of Anderson University. He says that biometrics could grow to become part of the already high-tech screening system, but a lot of security is actually invisible.
People aren't seeing, you know, the data checks that are being done against the terrorist watch list, and is this person a no-fly or somebody that should be selected for secondary screening because of concerns in their database. And so that's part of it. But then there's also plainclothes behavior detection officers or police officers who may be in airport terminals. The bomb-sniffing canines are obviously seen, but there's so many layers and the unseen portions. Again, the intel on the front end, the intelligence on the front end, is one of those key enablers to be able to differentiate between higher risk, those who should be banned from flying, and those who are low risk, those who are in the trusted traveler program, such as Global Entry and TSA PreCheck.
And yeah, okay, maybe you see dogs or agents, but he disputes the idea that this is security theater.
There's mistakes that are made. There's human frailties, and systems don't work perfectly all the time. And that combination means that, yeah, mistakes are made from some time. But far from being security theater, it is the system in the U.S. is one of the most robust in the world. And again, it serves as a deterrent to the bad guys.
For now, unless you're at a JetBlue or Delta hub, you probably won't see too much biometric screening. But as security adapts on both the front and back end, you can be pretty sure your travel is going to have a lot more tech in it.